Oh, hi, William. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I was just following up because of the account and the past due payment. I know last we spoke, I wanted to try to get the site launched for you once this was rectified, and you said that you were going to think things over and get back to me.
For y'all to have the site running for me, right? That's kind of what you meant, right? Or
yeah, because it looked like in the notes that we tried to build the website for you, but you never gave us access to the domain. So we could either use wmorallesllc.com if you give us access to it, or we could purchase a new domain for you.
Okay. I really don't know right now in what direction, you know, everything is going, because this year, I mean, it all started great during the summer, and it just kind of, the cold came in, and it just hit rock bottom for me. And
okay.
I had all these subscriptions going on, and I'm really just not deciding and doing anything this year, like running a business, because it's good during the summer, but once the winter hits and you got all the subscriptions and you're paying for, you know, like marketing. I mean, even though I was only with y'all for 2 months or 1 month, I think, not even a month. I just seen a bunch of different sides of marketing that, you know, I didn't like, you know. And before y'all reached out to me, I was working with a different marketing company. And
okay.
It was just... like, you know, they kind of promised, not promised, but they said there was going to be some changes after 2 months, and the 2 months went over and I was not satisfied, and, you know, I was putting money out there for my marketing. And this year, I don't think I'm going to try to run a business again, because it takes a toll. You know, you constantly have to have a lot of work. So with the campaign or the ad that y'all tried to run for me, and the online marketing for y'all service, I don't think I'm gonna continue with it again. I'll just not now. Like I said, I had a bunch of subscriptions I was paying for, but you said I have to pay before the 4th, right?
Yeah, I would recommend by the 1st, because there's that 3 business day rule, you know. So I would recommend do it 3 days prior, which is on the 1st.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if it goes over the 1st, how much does that come out to be?
If it passes February 4th, then it'll be $298. Right now it's just $149 if you wanted to pay the past due and cancel.
I do want to cancel, but I don't have the money to cancel right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so I will get back with you before the 4th, but I'm already aware that once past the 4th, going into February, it'll just double again, so that's fine with me.
Okay. Yeah, just do what you can as soon as you can, and I'll try to help you out a little bit. I can't do much because it's already at the rock bottom pricing, but what I can do at least is put a $20 service credit on here. That way you'd only have to pay $129, okay?
All right, yeah. I appreciate that. And I'll keep in mind for about the 4th, the February the 4th, that I know
okay.
It's going to be after that. But I'm sorry. I really appreciate you for reaching out to me.
Of course, no problem. And, you know, one thing that I really think will help you, William, is since you have to pay the past due anyway, I could push the next billing out a whole month for you once it is paid. So let's say that you pay this on February 3rd. I can have it where you're paid in full until March 3rd. And then you can take advantage of that next month that you have to pay for. And I know that things are slower during the winter months and whatnot, but I do know that it's always the second month that you see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. So even though you were only with us for a month, you know, back in the day, now that you're getting caught up, you're going into the second month of active service, and that's when things tend to explode and work very, very well for the business. So that's an option. You know, you can pay and cancel, or you can pay and then I could give you an extra month on the back end if you like, okay?
Yeah, okay. While we're on the phone, I know that the other, before y'all reached out to me, I had another marketing agency reach out to me, and they, it was just so many things to go over that, you know, I was not, I figured that, you know, I could have somebody do everything for me, like the marketing, and not worry about it. And I did that for a while, and they kind of gave me a bunch of info that I'm not sure if they're very accurate or not, but, you know, sometimes they, like what you just mentioned, it gets slowed down in the winter, and during the summer, it just pops back up. And my first summer that I went into it, it was, everything was going good. I was getting leads, and then the winter came, and, you know, I hit kind of no leads for a while, and I just had whatever was booked out for me is what I'm doing now. But is there no, what other, like, I know.
Well, there's another option where we do offer what's called a seasonal hold. So what you also could do is once the account's up to speed, we can actually pause the billing for up to 90 days, which means we would pause March, April, and May. Come June, you would go right back to your billing. And if you do that, it's a benefit for you because in the meantime, we already got you verified on Google. We'll have time to launch the site. All of the ads are, not ads because you're not doing the ads, but all of the directories that we submitted you on are all up and running. That way, at least you'll get more bang for your buck during the off season. And then, you know, you may want to go in season even sooner than June, which is fine. You could always call us and let us know. But if not, they just reinstate it for you after the 90 days, which would be in June.
No, yeah, I understand that. But since like a seasonal thing, can you choose the seasonal thing or is it just like whatever date y'all recommend?
You can choose it. You can tell us, you know, some people go on a seasonal hold just for a month. They say, look, nothing really happens in March, so I want to pause that payment, but I'll start up again in April. So you don't have to do the 90 days, but we do offer them at 90 days at a time.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I was thinking about the seasonal thing because I remember not your company mentioned it to me, but the last company that tried to help me out. That they did seasonal things, but you know, I forgot all about it. And you know, when it came around, I felt like I wasn't getting the service that was you know, we talked about with the other team. And you know, I just figured that maybe during like seasonal times, come, you know, like October or November, December, when, like, you know, put it to a pause, is that possible?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can enact that whenever you want. It doesn't have to be, you know, just during months that we suggest. So if you come and you're doing very well and then October, November, you slow down, you can always call us. Just make sure that you call us before you're billing. You know, let's say you wanted to go on a seasonal hold for October. Don't call us, you know, after the payment's due. Call us before that so that we can pause it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I understand.
Okay. Yeah. So... okay, well, I think we have a good game plan then. So what I'll do is, you know, probably you're going to call me before the 4th anyway, but I'll make a note here that if I don't hear from you to follow up one more time, okay?
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right, no problem, William. Have a great rest of your week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.